land. This is God's covenant church. God made a covenant with his people, and the people replied, "All that the Lord hath said, will we do and be obedient." It's another Sabbath day in the school of wisdom. And the Lord commanded his people to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Thanking God for another Sabbath day, our great pastor is coming forth. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Harry Boyd.
Thank God for you, evangelists, to our elders, deacons, missionary, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. We're glad to be with you today. We are God's people. We are Israelites. We are Jews. We are true followers of Christ. And I'm grateful for God's anointing that's going on. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine, which is God's word, which is the Ten Commandments, which is law, and God commanded his word. Glad to be with you today. I want to talk to you a little bit today about what it means to be offended in God and being offended in Jesus. Offended in God's word. Before we get into that thought, we have a poem for you today. Our deacon, our sister Tatum, and our elder Miles are going to accompany her. We're going to hope you enjoy this poem. And then we are going to have a number here right now from our deacon Daryl, our choir, Sister V, daily baptized. This time, choir, thank God.
All that I am, I pray thee, bring me to
Beautiful, daily baptized. That's what we are over here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. We're grateful for mine to be with you today. We are God's people, and wherever you may be, if you're keeping God's word, you are God's people. Before I go any further, our sister Tatum, she has a poem. We thank God for our Sister Tatum. Our Elder Miles is going to accompany her. We hope you enjoy this poem. Sister Tatum.
I'm just thanking God for leadership this night. Thanking God so much for the Lord set aside a day for his people. He set the Sabbath day aside. And he sanctified and set aside it for his people to love, honor, and cherish him. And this is a beautiful, beautiful Sabbath day. Oh Lord, it's such a beautiful, beautiful Sabbath day. It's good to wake up feeling good and having a mind to pray. What a blessing to have happiness, joy, and a peace of mind that only comes from living right in this evil day and time. It's such a blessing to feel God's spirit burning deep within. It's such a blessing to know your power has washed my soul from sin. It's such a blessing to have your anointed to lead and guide the way, to show us how to follow as we travel day by day. It's a blessing to know each Sabbath day is a sign that you have given, that you've sanctified and set aside a people in the land of the living. Oh Lord, I'm blessed. I know I'm blessed that I was chosen to obey, to love, honor, and acknowledge your holy Sabbath day. And to remember to cherish it always, for the Sabbath was made to stay. For in the beginning, in the creation, it was in the plan of God, and his anointed was given the wisdom to keep us reminded through his rod.
God for you, Sister Tatum, Elder Miles. Beautiful, beautiful words. Yes. And the words that she speaks, they are according to the scripture.
Yes.
Our deacon Debbie has these announcements before we go any further at this time. Thank God for you, Deacon.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Glad to be with you today.
Yes.
Before we go any further, we want to read Deuteronomy 4 and 6. Because to understand God, you must keep God's commandments.
Yes.
You must keep God's word.
Yes.
Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them.
Mm-hmm.
For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Yes. And we're not talking about the laws that were given to the civil people. God's word is statutes and their judgments.
Yes.
They're statutes because they're upright.
Yes.
And their judgments because they judge us.
Yes.
God's word is what judges us.
Yes.
And someone has got to bring it.
Yes.
And I believe the Lord has placed all judgment into the hands of the Son.
Yes.
Thanking God to be with you today. Thanking God for our Sister Thomas. She's somewhere listening because of her disability. She can't be with us in the service, but she's listening to the broadcast.
Thank God.
Maybe there's others that are able to hear God's word. If you obey and do all you know to do according to knowledge, you are with God. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Let's go to St. John 6 and 51. Actually, before there, let's go to St. John 1 and 1, Evangelist.
All right.
So many read the scripture, but do you really understand what the scripture is saying? And I want to start here. May not get that far as I would like to, but these are basic scriptures. They're likened to the sincere milk of the word.
Yes. All right.
This is the framework if you want to be founded in God. St. John 1 and 1 says what, Evangelist?
In the beginning
what?
Was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God.
Word was with God.
Mm-hmm.
And the word was God.
Mm-hmm.
The word is yet God today.
Yes.
So God and the word, they're one.
Yes.
There is no two or three.
No.
Maybe in your Bible it says Trinity. There's one. The Lord our God is one.
Yes, he is.
But he has many names and many operations. He's one. Let's go to Revelation 19 and 12.
Mm-hmm.
The word is God.
Yes.
And God does not change.
No.
Let's keep this in our minds and you can rightly divide the word of truth.
Yes.
Revelation 19 and 12 says what, Evangelist?
His eyes were as a flame of fire.
We know that's talking about God. We know that's talking about the Lord. What?
And on his head were many crowns.
What?
And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself.
Now we've come to know through knowledge that name was called and is called Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
But he had a name, the Lord. God had a name no man knew but he himself.
Mm-hmm.
And what?
And he was clothed with a vesture.
What?
Dipped in blood.
He was clothed with flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And it was dipped in suffering.
All right.
It was dipped in his word.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is the word.
Yes, he is.
It was dipped in the commandments.
All right.
It was dipped in the truth. It's all the same.
Yes.
Clothed with a vesture.
Mm-hmm.
Dipped in blood. What?
And his name is called the word of God.
God's name is called the word. It's also called the truth.
Yes.
Thy word is truth.
Yes.
The word is God.
Yes.
It's the same thing.
Yes.
Clothed with a vesture, his name is called the word of God. Let's go to 1 John 2 and 7. I'm going over these scriptures, so maybe you that don't know the Lord, maybe you that thought you knew God, look at it and follow the scripture. And believe what the scripture is saying.
Yes.
And not what these jackleg preachers have been teaching us for eons.
Right.
Let's focus on what God is saying, what
yes.
the Holy Spirit is saying,
right.
what his word is saying.
Yes.
1 John 2 and 7.
Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you.
What?
But an old commandment which ye had from the beginning.
Now remember, we've had this commandment from the beginning. I thought the scripture says in the beginning is God.
All right.
And in the beginning was his word.
Yes.
It was with God and it was God.
Yes.
Now is that you know the commandment has been with us from the beginning.
Right.
What?
The old commandment.
What?
Is the word which ye have heard from the beginning.
Because in the beginning God spake. His word, the word was God, is yet God.
Yes.
We've had this word from the beginning, the old commandment is the word. Yes. It never changed. It cannot change because the word lets you know where you are. It judges you. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. Let's go back to St. John 1 and 14 mm-hmm. because we're talking about God's word. Yeah, yeah. God's word does not change. As the Lord said, I am the Lord and I change not. Now, St. John 1 and 14 said, well, I know this, Pastor. Do you really understand it?
All right.
Do you really perceive what the scripture is saying? 1 and 14 says what?
And the word was made flesh.
Now the word, which is God, which is the old commandment, mm-hmm. was made flesh.
And
what?
And dwelt among us.
Right, and?
And we beheld his glory.
What?
The glory as of the only begotten of the Father.
What?
Full of grace and truth.
They called his name Jesus.
Yes.
That was the name that was made known. No man knew this but God. And he made it known to Mary. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But he was full of grace and truth. Thy word is truth. So the word took on flesh, but he was full of the word.
Yes.
Because he was full of the Spirit.
Yes.
He was full of God.
Yes.
It's the same thing.
Yes.
And the commandment was in him.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now, read the third verse. What does it say?
Beautiful.
1 John 2 and 3. Let's go back there. And as I say again, let's follow the Lord through the scripture. As the Lord said, believe on me as the scripture hath said. 2 and 3 says what? 1 John.
And hereby we do
know. Now, this is how we know God. What? Mm-hmm.
That we know him.
What?
If we keep his commandments.
So if we say we know God, if we say we know the Lord, if we say we know the Holy Ghost.
All right.
This is how we know him, if we keep his word.
That's right.
If we keep his spirit.
All right.
If we keep Jesus in our heart, if we keep the commandments, then we can say we know God.
Yes.
We know his word.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot say you know God if you don't keep his word.
That's right.
Can't say you know God if you don't keep the commandments.
Right.
You cannot say you know God if you don't keep the Holy Spirit.
Right.
You cannot say you know God if you don't keep the truth.
All right.
You cannot say you know God if you're not righteous.
Mm-hmm.
And don't say, well, all of our righteousness is in him. It is, but if you're not in him, you're not righteous.
All
and
right.
if you're not in the commandments, you're not in God.
All right.
Read.
He that saith, I know him.
What?
And keepeth not his commandments is a liar.
He that say he know God and keep not his word is a liar.
All right.
He that say he know God and keepeth not the truth is a liar. He that say he knows God and keepeth not the law is a liar.
All right.
Because God is the law.
Yes, he is.
God is the commandment.
Mm-hmm.
God is the truth.
All right.
God is his word.
Yes.
It was made flesh.
Yes.
But the word never changed. And that's what he preached. And it's what's going to judge us. It's the word.
Yes.
Now let's go back to St. John 6 and 51.
All right.
He was full of grace and truth. And if you keep God's commandments, that's where mercy is. Showing mercy unto thousands of them that love him. And keep his commandments.
Yes.
He was full of the commandment.
Yes, he was.
That's why the Lord said, think not that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. I come not to destroy, but to fulfill.
Right.
And as he was and as he is, so are we.
Yes.
We keep God's word.
Yes.
St. John 6 and 51, my thought. So many are offended in God's word and don't realize you're offended in Jesus.
All right.
Because when we bring God's word, when we bring the commandments, that's who Jesus is.
Yes.
And if you're offended in the word that comes forth, you're offended in God.
All right.
And you're offended in Jesus. And yet you don't know him. That's why you're offended.
All
right. 6 and 51, what does it say?
I am the living bread.
What?
Which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever.
What?
And the bread that I will give is my flesh.
So he gave his flesh as an example, the way he walked,
yes.
the way he talked, the way he conducted himself was an example to eat up
yes.
and to digest.
Yes.
What?
Is my flesh which I will give for the life of the world.
So if the world were to gain life, if we were to gain life today, you have to eat the ways of God.
Yes.
And he showed us that example because he was a precept and an example
yes,
to us.
Was.
Read.
The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying,
what?
How can this man give us his flesh to eat?
They were offended at him because of the words he spoke.
Yes.
And the words he spoke were spirit.
Yes.
Because he was given us of his Father's word. Read.
Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you,
what?
Except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you.
He wasn't talking about natural flesh. He was talking about his spirit and his yes. word.
Yes.
Because the word of God is the bread that came down from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
58 verse, what does it say?
Mm-hmm. This is that bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did, eat manna and are dead.
So it's not about natural things, but what?
He that eateth of this bread shall live forever.
I believe he said eternal life is keeping the commandments.
Yes.
When you keep God's word and keep his commandments, you're eating God's word.
Yes.
And you live forever.
Yes.
But the preacher says, well, no one can keep the word. That means no one can eat it. That's a lie. Read.
These things said he in the synagogue. As he taught in Capernaum.
What?
Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is an hard saying.
What?
Who can hear it?
Well, that's what happened. When he came and spoke gracious words, many felt it was a hard saying when he began to tell them more about the Father.
Right.
His way and how he was. They didn't want to receive that. And it's the same thing today. When God's anointing goes forth, many don't want to hear, you must keep his word. They want an easy way out and say, he paid the price because we could not do it. That's not true. We don't know what sin is except God's word show
That's
us.
That's right.
And you don't get rid of sin except you obey.
That's right.
Read.
When Jesus knew what? In himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, doth this offend
so
you?
So those that were following him, they meant well. But as he went on to explain to them the ways of God and God's word, they got offended. And this is what happens today. When the word goes forth and explains to you what you must do, how you must deny yourself of the things of this life that's not pleasing to God, many get offended. And it's because these jackleg preachers tell the people you can't keep God's word. That's a lie.
Yes.
The Lord said he would put no more on us than we were able to bear.
Mm-hmm.
Now, read the 63rd verse, read that.
63. It is the spirit that quickeneth.
What?
The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
So all of God's word that he speak, they're spirit and they're life.
Yes.
So if we're going to obtain life in this life, we must eat and obey God's
yes,
word.
Yes.
Let's go to Deuteronomy 8 and 1.
All right.
It's very plain, but we're just trying to write the vision and make it plain to you. Believe what the word is saying, not what these preachers that don't know God are telling you. What the word is saying, if the preacher don't keep God's commandments, they don't know God and they have not eternal life abiding in them.
All right.
This is God's record. The record that God gave his son, they have eternal life.
Yes.
And eternal life is keeping God's commandments. Mm-hmm. 8 and 1 says what? Deuteronomy.
All the commandments.
All the commandments.
Which I command thee this day.
What?
Shall ye observe to do, that ye may live.
What?
And multiply.
What?
And go in and possess the land.
What?
Which the Lord sware unto your fathers.
Now that's a formula for life.
Yes.
In other words, do this and you're going to live and multiply. That has not changed.
All right.
Because that's God's divine word.
Yes.
All the commandments mm-hmm. which I command thee shall ye observe to do. Why would God give us something we could not do?
All right.
If he did that, he would be unjust.
All right.
But these jackleg preachers say, well, he wanted you to realize you couldn't do it. That's a lie. God is not like that.
No, he's not.
He said, I put no more on you than you're able to bear. Read.
That ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers.
What?
And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness.
What?
To humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thy heart.
Because the word lets you know what's in your heart.
Yes.
The word lets you see yourself. And it humbled them and it proved them.
Yes.
It proved that some loved God and it proved that some didn't read.
Whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no.
So, by giving us the commandment, it proved whether we love God, whether we keep his word or not.
Yes.
Read.
And he humbled thee.
What?
And suffered thee to hunger.
What?
And fed thee with manna.
He fed with a natural manna, but he wanted to also let them know that man don't live by bread alone. Read.
All right. Which thou knewest not.
What?
Neither did thy fathers know.
What?
That he might make thee know.
What?
That man doth not live by bread only.
But what?
But by every word.
Every word.
That proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man
live. Well, again, if we could not keep the commandments, why is God saying you live by every word that proceeded out of his mouth? And the scripture says God spake all these words.
Yes.
So we live in God by not having gods before God.
All right.
By not making unto God any graven image.
Mm-hmm.
By not taking his name in vain. By remembering the Sabbath day.
Yes.
To keep it holy.
All right.
By honoring the father and the mother. Those
yes.
that carry God.
Yes.
By not killing.
All right.
Not committing adultery. Not stealing. Not bearing false witness, and by not coveting, we live by this.
Yes.
And this is our life.
Yes.
And we prolong our days in the lake. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
We live by every word.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Matthew 6 and 31.
All
Maybe
right.
I won't finish this thought. But you believe what the scripture is saying, not what I'm saying if I'm not speaking the scripture.
Right.
And what if I do speak paraphrase, it's got to be according to what's written. Matthew's. 6 and 31.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, well, the Lord, we couldn't keep those commandments. They're not rightly dividing God's word.
That's right.
You have a natural law, and then you have the spiritual law.
Mm-hmm. Therefore,
what?
Take no thought, saying, what shall we eat?
What?
Or what shall we drink?
We're not going to worry about the natural eating and drinking. What?
Or wherewithal shall we be clothed?
But 33 says what?
But seek ye first the kingdom of
so
God.
So we're going to keep the kingdom. We're going to seek that first. What?
And his righteousness.
And its righteousness. Now, the scripture says in Deuteronomy, it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments. So we seek to keep God's word.
Yes.
To keep his commandments. Mm-hmm. That's our righteousness.
Yes.
Jesus is our righteousness because
yes.
Jesus is the commandment. He's the word.
Yes, he
so
is.
If you keep it, you're keeping him in your heart, and you're keeping God's word in your heart. It makes you righteous.
Yes.
That's why the scripture says.